Karina Shabazz here, owner and operator of Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé and proud sponsor of EPRN, Black-owned and operated radio network. Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé is 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection with only natural ingredients. Your skin will delight in the long-lasting moisture and delicate scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Visit our website of afshea.com to choose your favorite today.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at ninashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at ninashaz@gmail.com. That's M-I-N-A-S-H-A-Z-Z @gmail.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
so listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in?
President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be pretending are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. Like a nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and commit genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards, y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork be pit the fire. Y'all wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live, I am not worthy of him or his kill. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake, I'm in the war, you scared to come out the crib.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing.
breathing. Even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You got to draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside. Drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking, the spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shameless? Is the soul game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and called not upon thy power of higher?
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. And thank you for joining me again this evening for the next rendition of Jeremiah chapter 8. There's been a lot of things that has been going on lately in the world. And I know everyone has noticed how Ukraine has been treating the diaspora of Judah in their land. You know, about to go to war right now, or a semblance of war dealing with Russia, their neighbor. But that's Gentile business. But again, they're treating the Africans over there that are attending school over there, and they're making it seem like it's just all about the students over there that's being rejected. But they're also people that are living over there. They're actual Africans that live over there, like they're African Americans, they're black people that live over in America, in Canada and stuff like that. The same is over there in those areas, over in the European areas. And Ukraine happened to have a little small population of Africans that resides there. And they're treating them with discomfort, and they're letting them be last on the ships, last on the on their train to leave the country. But anyway, I digress on that. That's a whole other story. But it goes to show you that the Most High was serious when he told us that he was going to put his foot on our neck. He was going to punish us for a minute. And we need to understand that. The Most High is very serious about that. But let's go ahead and read chapter 8 of Jeremiah. Because the Most High pretty much tells you, because this is how he's hurt. Most High is pretty much telling us how he's hurt in this part right here. But let's read. At that time, says the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of princesses, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. Did you not hear what the Most High just said? He pretty much said, bring out our king's bones and stuff like that, and spread them out, and as dung upon the earth. Because guess what? We worshipped the bones of the Egyptians. We worship Egyptian gods. And that's what Most High is talking about. You know, and he's pretty much being sarcastic. The Most High can be sarcastic. And I don't think we understand that he does have a humor. And, sometimes that humor can be a little hurtful at the same time, telling you, look, you stepped out of line with him. And it says, and death shall be chosen rather than life, by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places where I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. So the Most High is like, he's serious, you know. This is what he's doing to us. And that's why he's allowing certain things to happen to us. And that's why there are so many things that are happening to black people throughout the diaspora. But we can't catch a break. And the reason why we can't catch a break is because Most High has told us. Worshipping other things, idolatry, that's pretty much what verse 2 is talking about in chapter 8 of Jeremiah. Let's keep reading. And death shall be for, let's go on to read verse 3. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places where I have driven them, which I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? When then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. We refuse to return. And to this day, we still refuse to return. Because you bring the truth to the people now, especially these last days, and you're trying to get them to understand what's going on and how to be prepared and ready for the coming of Christ, they don't want to hear you. You know, they refuse to return. Okay? That's what he's saying. He's saying, Dad, we keep telling them, you know, the word keeps going out, but they refuse. They don't want to listen. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. So you don't even know when the Lord's coming. You don't even know his judgments because you're so far caught up into your idolatry and covetousness that you don't even realize. Let's go to Isaiah 1:3. Isaiah 1:3 says a lot right here. And this pretty much is talking to Israel. Because it's given to Israel first to spread the word of the Most High to the world. And so the book of Jeremiah is talking to Israel, talking to Israelites. So therefore, let's go ahead and read Isaiah 1:3 real quick as a parallel to Jeremiah 8 and 7. And it says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass is his master's crib. But Israel doeth not know, my people doeth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Did you not hear that? How doing so? Let's go back to Jeremiah 8:8. How do ye say we are wise? The law of the Lord is with us. Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. So anything, the law of the Lord is with us. He said, how do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain he made it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. False penmanship, giving you corrupt things to worship. For instance, the idolatry, the calf, prime example. Aaron went ahead and made it, even though he knew in his heart that it still wasn't right. But the people of little faith, after the miracles Most High has done for them, you know, bring them out of Egypt, they still didn't see. And let's keep going. Verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? So pretty much the Most High is saying, what wisdom is in them? They're ashamed. They're dismayed at what they have done. Therefore will I give their lives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even to the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. You hear that, guys? He said, every one of y'all deal falsely. Everyone.
has dealt falsely with him. When the priest, even the priest became corrupt, and we all know that, because by the time so-called New Testament came into play, the priests were sitting there talking about it was a sin because you didn't wash your hands before you ate. That was nowhere written in the book. And yet, they deal okay with whoredom and idolatry and the worshiping of what man said in his word. But they rejected the word of the Most High and was teaching the people to do so as well. People being gullible and unknowing went along with it. Therefore will I give them their wives. So he gave their wives away. So pretty much he's saying now he's giving away. He's allowing men to take your wives. You know, to show you how he's being treated. He's being corrupted. So he's going to corrupt your household too. He's going to allow your household to be corrupted. Let some men come sleep with your wives. Whether it be the wife doing it intentionally or by rape. The Most High, it doesn't matter. He's going to show to you how disrespectful it is to him, not following his ways, his laws and statutes, and doing what you want to do. So he's going to corrupt your household. And your wives, because men, you know, your wives, they're your prize. It's you. It's just you and her. Nobody else is supposed to have your wife. She's yours. Y'all together. Well, how would you feel if some man is able to come to your wife, like back in slavery times, where our men had to sit there and suffer their wives to be raped by their slave masters? Okay, so this is what the Most High is showing. He's showing his anger, his wrath, and we're not seeing it. We're thinking he's all happy, you know, he's going to forgive us every time we commit a sin. He's just going to be there to forgive us, and that is not true. He's never going to forgive us for our sin until we repent. If you repent and then don't do it again, then he'll forgive you and continue to live righteously by him and follow his commandments and live. And then it keeps going. Let's keep reading. Let's read verse 10 again. Read Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 10. Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one from the least even to the greatest is given to covetousness, from the prophet even unto the priest. Everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. There is no peace. Okay, there is no peace, family. You know, pretty much, let's go to Ezekiel 13, verse 10. It says, because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there is no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others Others daubed it with untempered mortar. So pretty much, it's seen that the people are just pretty much just, the priests have created falsehoods within there. It built up false walls and non-sturdy walls. They didn't get a good word. They didn't come with the Most High's words. They came with their own stuff. They came with their own word and things. And giving the people defiled words and defiled messages. Verse 12. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. The time of visitation. Y'all know that's coming. Be that lake with the snake. That's what's coming for the end for everybody. Because everybody think, oh, I did this or whatever like that. But if I just say, Lord, Lord, forgive me, whatever like that. And then once I die and I say, Lord, Lord, you know, forgive me. That he's going to forgive me of all them sins I did. All that adultery I committed. All the fornication I committed. All the lying I've done. The stealing. All of that. The lusting. He's going to forgive me for that. Just because I said his name. 3 times. No, that's not how it works. You'll be brought up again. for judgment. Yeah, you will lay down in dirt. You're going to eventually die. But how you go, it depends on the Most High. But for the most part, you coming back up to get that punishment. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree. And the leaves shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defense city, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence, and given us waters of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We sinned against Him. So He's making it hard for us. That's why we're getting out in the street. That's why our sisters and brothers over there in the diaspora over there in Ukraine are struggling with getting out of the country in the midst of war. The people who, what country it is, who they, the ones that should be staying and defending, are the ones that are fleeing. There's their country. But visitors over there, you got your black brothers and sisters over there in the diaspora, and those over there, you know, that's going to school, that's the Africans over there, and told they can't get on, or they have to get on after all the European, Ukrainian, the white Ukrainians enter the trains and stuff first, get to exit. But now that's being exposed on the news, they're kind of trying to hide and brush around, saying, no, you can get on, and this, that, and the third, and all that stuff like that. And they're also fighting them, kicking them off. But the Most High made this so, people. And that's what we have to understand. We have to understand the Most High has made this so. Because we made it so. We started it. Our ancestors started it. And now He's sitting there telling us what's going to happen. And telling us what's happening. We sinned against Him. We sinned. And what's sin? Transgression of the law. We looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of His horses was heard from Dan, and the whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of His strong ones. For they have come and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city, and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices, among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. So pretty much He's going to send devils and all kinds of things out after you. He going to allow these things to come after you. We have no defense, family. All the other nations on the planet have their thing, you know. But for us, the defense has come down because the world is against us. Because the world is against Christ. It's against the Most High. Let's be honest. The world, everybody isn't for the Most High Christ. And He talks about this in the beginning of the book. He divides the nations. The nations have been divided since Pele, since Babel, when everybody officially declared that they were going to be against the Most High power, period, anyway. And they was going with Satan and his rule. And it's his rule right now. He's having a field day right now. But we don't understand. We still trying to live this life and not realize that we are holy people. That's why it's hard for us. That's why we're getting shot in the streets so easily. That's why we treat like gum on the bottom of the shoe, because we are holy people. We are the Most High people. And He has taken His heads away from us because we refuse to follow His rules so that we can be protected. Because times are only going to get harder from here on out, family. And you're going to be tested. And we're all going to be tried and we're all going to be tested. That's why I'm reading Jeremiah. I guess that's why I was inspired to read Jeremiah. Because Jeremiah, right here, talks about things. And it's dealing with the people right now. And I'm talking to Israel. I'm talking to Zion. I'm talking to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let's get on back to it. Verse 17. For behold, I will send serpents and cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? So pretty much, The Most High is asking, am I not here? Do I not exist? Did I not save you out of Egypt? Did I not do all these things for you? You know, did I not protect you? You know, and here you are putting up graven images, and yet here you worshiping a tree. You worshiping a golden cow. You worshiping gold. Worshiping idols. Worshiping things that don't even exist, don't breathe, can't make nothing, can't save or protect you. Am I not here? That's what he's asking in that verse. The harvest is past, the summer is ending, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment have taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? So pretty much, you know what I'm saying? So Gilead, I guess there's some things going on in Gilead too. Where people thought that, you know, that they healed, their body can be healed, with what the Most High has allowed to attack them. They think that that's going to heal them, that man somehow is going to heal them. He's like, nah, pretty much, you know, no, he's the one that's going to do the healing. Pretty much, to sum it up. There's no balm. There's no, I'm not here, I'm not there, I'm not there to heal y'all. You know, is there no balm there? Why is your health not covered? You know, recovered. Why are y'all not healed? Why are y'all being attacked by others? Why are everybody allowed to attack you guys and take your stuff and take your wives and take your land? How are they able to do all these things? Oh, because I'm not there. For some reason, you guys don't think I'm there. You think that cow over there, that golden cow, is going to help you save your land. Well, family, I'm here to tell you that we got to stop this. Right now is the time. We're in the end. We're in the last days. We're in the end of time, and it's time for us to really wake up and come through and get with the Most High power and get with our God, because it's highly important that we show our love and gratitude towards the Most High. Well, hallelujah, and I pray that you guys have a blessed, blessed day, and I hope your Shabbat will be amazing and inspiring, and remember to keep the Most High first in all that you do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.